everybody.
Okay, we've been waiting. We're expecting one more member of the board. We're going to begin. This is a call to order the meeting of the Arizona Physical, State of Arizona Physical Therapy Board, regular session meeting September 24th, 2019. First order is to do a roll call of all board members.
Ms. King?
Here.
Ms. Hunter?
Here.
Dr. Bustillo?
Here.
Dr. Cordwell?
Here.
Ms. Remick?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. First, a review and approval of draft minutes, August 27th, 2019, regular session meeting minutes. Are there any additions, changes, corrections? I move that we adopt the meeting minutes.
Second. Who's second? Thank you. So it's been moved and seconded to adopt the regular session meeting minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Ms. Rim?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. Next item is a review and approval of draft minutes, August 27th, 2019, executive session meeting minutes. And just remind that if you have additions, corrections, you need to move into executive session to do that. Does anyone have any modifications?
None.
Hearing none, I move that we adopt the executive session meeting minutes of 27th of August 2019.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to adopt the executive session meeting minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Item number three, consent agenda, review, consideration, and action. It was kind of refreshing to see such a small section.
I thought you guys would like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Karen's been busy.
It's lovely.
Veronica's been busy.
So item 3A1, review, consideration, and approval of applications for physical therapist licensure with documentation related to disclosure on personal information section of the application. Jenna Mahdi. Does anybody have any comments? Is she here by any chance? Would you like to say anything? You don't need to, but would you like to?
I would just say I've won the lot since 5 years ago, and I'm definitely not the same, but I've never done anything like that again.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for her?
I do.
Neither do I. I move that we... what we actually have to do.
Approve
her application for licensure.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to move Jenna Mahadi's application for licensure. Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you.
All right, item number 4A, review and possible action on the following applications. Physical therapist assistant certification upon receipt of passing scores and NPTEZ law and final transcript. This is, I think the application is requesting accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
For the exam. Okay. And name is Matthew Fletcher. Matthew, here by chance? Okay, that's fine. All right. Anybody have any concerns or questions?
I move to approve the application for the ADA accommodation.
All right. Wait a second.
Second.
All right. Either Karen.
It's been moved and seconded to allow accommodations and application for PTA licensure upon receipt of passing scores, MPTE, AZ law, and final transcripts for Matthew Fletcher. Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. We've got some informal hearings that scheduled for around 9 o'clock. Let's skip down and do item number 5C1, review, discussion, and possible action for review of initial review. This is Kyle Kurashima. Kyle, you're here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You would like to come up This is an initial review, okay? And why don't you introduce yourselves?
My name is Scott Payton. I'm Mr. Kirishima's attorney.
Okay.
Kyle Kirishima.
Do you want a summary first, Dr. Farmer?
Yes, please.
This is case 1843. Mr. E alleges that Mr. Kirishima provided substandard care during the evaluation of Mr. E's complaint of low back pain. Mr. E alleges that Mr. Kirishima aggravated his back pain during the initial evaluation. Mr. E alleges that Mr. Kirishima's negligence resulted in radiating pain to both legs that was non-existent prior to the evaluation. I present this for your review.
Okay. Is Mr. E here by any chance? Okay. All right. Would you like to make a statement, either you or your attorney?
We're available for questions. I'd like to make just a very brief statement at the end of the case.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Does any member of the board have any questions? My question is, did you show him exercises specific to his impairments?
Not at that time.
And the rationale was what?
He was asking a lot of questions. He was very hyperverbal. I tried to redirect him a lot. He was just kind of stuck on just asking me a whole bunch of stuff. And we had a discussion about his concerns about his core and everything else. And by the time he was done answering questions, which was time left.
Okay. And did you explain that to him? That you ran out of time,
correct,
so to speak. You had another patient waiting, and that you would do something on the next visit.
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting him to come back, and we would have definitely addressed the things that I found in the assessment evaluation.
Okay. Right. As I recall, when he presented for that initial evaluation, he didn't have too many complaints of pain.
He was completely, everything that included resolved. During the examination, he had no complaints. We spent 20 minutes afterwards talking. He never said anything. He left. He never said anything. I was shocked to get the complaint afterwards.
I bet you were even more shocked to think that because you did nothing and he had no pain, that he got worse. that was probably
right.
More shocking.
Right.
Okay. That's all the questions I have. Anyone else have any questions?
I'd just like to ask, were you able to show the patient any core specific exercises?
In my evaluation, he had presented without any indication that he needed core exercises. Everything was, I couldn't provoke him in any way. He didn't present with any core impairments. And I think it would have been substandard care if I gave him an intervention that he didn't really need. And I tried to explain that, hey, you're doing well. Well, I didn't try those things that you're concerned about before. Come back and we can discuss if you had any problems. But right now, you don't have any core.
I guess I'm not understanding if he was doing well, why was he going to come back?
Because he was asking me, when can I return to this? I was like, try it and let me know how you do.
Mm-hmm.
If there was any issues with running or lifting, tell me what it was. I could observe you here. We could work on it. If it is a core issue with a certain exercise, then we could definitely go over it. But I just wanted him to just return to his prior activities and let me know how things went, because he didn't have any issue.
When you have a patient that has low back problems, do you normally give the patient like transverse ab exercises to increase core?
If I think that they fit in that certain category,
mm-hmm,
I usually do like a modified pronation test, mm-hmm, with my PA assessment of the lumbar spine. I did that test and he didn't come in with anything, so I didn't pursue that further.
Okay.
But I definitely categorize. I don't just give it to everybody, which I think he was hoping that I would.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I just have a couple questions. Have you had any additional contact with Mr. E? No, since then? And then I noticed you did an orthopedic residency. How do you feel that residency prepared you for this experience?
Of being brought to the board?
No, sorry. Let me clarify.
There is no preparation.
Yes.
No question.
Sorry, I apologize. Let me rephrase that. For this patient interaction experience.
Oh, went off of what she just asked me. It was interesting. So right before I did this, had this evaluation, our head mentor, and I was just sitting on the next residency class, he had a great lecture about, it was basically the core, the myth of course, the core, what was it, myth of horsability, or something along those lines. But it's basically saying we as a profession are over prescribing core exercise to everybody but low back pain. And he kind of had reasons why somebody strong like Mr. E, if I give him these things, it could throw off his motor control and he could have issues that he didn't have before. So I, with that in the back of my head, I didn't think he needed it at the time. So to answer your question, I think my critical thinking and things from the residency helped me in this way. Unfortunately, in Mr. E's mind, he thought I was incompetent and didn't really address what he thought. I could have done a better job of explaining, you know, why my reasoning was, but...
Perhaps not, right?
Right.
Okay, thank you. I agree that I think you're well-prepared in orthopedics and quite competent.
Yeah, I just have a couple of small questions. He seemed like a very active individual, the patient, and didn't really know how he hurt himself initially. And so, but with his improvement, you didn't really feel like your evaluation was going to provoke him to the point of having more symptoms because he was already getting better.
Right.
Okay. And then his complaint that you applied considerable pressure to his legs when he laid on his side, was that during a manual muscle test or something like that?
Okay.
All right, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, anything else? Okay. Would you like
to just briefly respectfully ask the to dismiss this case?
I was sure.
Okay. I move to dismiss.
Yes. Second.
Okay. So Karen's beating everyone to the second. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I was going to leave that one to Peggy.
Move, we have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? Hearing that, let's have a call question.
So the motion is to dismiss case 1843, Mr. Kyle Kershaw-Mia, sorry if I mispronounced that. Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
The motion passes and the case is dismissed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Let's move to item 5C2, case 19-27, Donna Hips, nurse assistant. Donna, you're here, right? If you'd like to come forward. Okay. And just go ahead and introduce yourself, and then we're going to have a brief summary.
I'm Donna Hips. I was licensed as a PT in January 2017, and I've been working with my White Mountain Physical Therapy for 2.5 years now.
Okay.
So case 1927, Ms. Hips. Ms. Hips engaged in the provision of physical therapy services without her certificate for almost 1 year between September 1st, 2018 and August 15, 2019. This case is for your review.
Okay, and I'm assuming that you'd be willing to answer some questions.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for her?
Can you tell us what happened from your perspective?
So, as I said, I had received my license in January 2017, and I worked part-time for White Mountain Physical Therapy. So it took me about a year and a half to get my 2,000 hours. And I finished them in July of 2018. So somehow, you know, getting the hours done and being excited to work as a full PTA and cover for PTAs as needed, or PTs as needed, I think it just kind of got lost in transition from supervised PTA to full PTA. I regret it fully.
So let me make sure I understand what you're saying. So was your thought that you didn't need to renew until you had your 2,000 hours?
No, I needed to renew. So the reason why it was a year is because in August, it skipped my mind that it was the even year. And I think I'm saying mostly because I was new, unfamiliar with the process. And so in August of this year, I started looking into renewing my license. lessons, and that's when I found out that I had not done it in the right time.
So. I have to ask, why weren't you familiar with the...
Just working for a year and a half and not, you know, being a new PT. I work with one PT, and no, in my office I work with one PT, and just didn't...
But it is your responsibility.
It is, yes.
Is your certificate printed and posted for the public to see? And so the expiration date's on there, I'm assuming.
It is not on the actual certificate that I saw.
Did your license feature your smaller pieces? Is there an expiration date posted someplace anywhere?
I don't, not on the certificate that I have.
Can you put that?
I can't.
Okay. It's not on the street.
Do they get a wallet card with it?
The wallet card does have it.
The wallet card
does have it.
And you have not. Did you receive a wallet card when you were first?
I believe I did.
Okay.
I did not realize that it needed to be posted with my license at the time. I had it with me, of course.
And it has the expiration date on it.
So is it posted now with your certificate?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Because the certificate doesn't have an expiration date on it, so that you can always default back to the one that's wallet signed.
Yes.
You took and passed the jurisprudence exam for Arizona, correct?
Yes, I did.
And so in there it says when renewal dates are for all certificate holders,
mm-hmm.
and that slipped your mind?
It just got lost, like I said, in that transition.
Do you happen to know what has happened to the charges and bills of all those patients you saw in the year? Have insurance companies been contacted and the money refunded?
Not yet. We're waiting for this board meeting to see what our next steps are.
Did you see any Medicare patients in that year?
Yes, I did.
Is your employers concerned and nervous about
Definitely.
Charges of Medicare fraud?
Yes.
Because you weren't certified.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions?
I'm not understanding how the transition of on-site supervision to general supervision has anything to do with you not renewing your license or certificate in the time.
When I had done my, you know, filled out my paperwork for licensure and all that, I had put my address, my email address on at the time. And since then, that email is, it's my school email from when I was doing PTA school. So I never, because I had not updated that, I did not receive any correspondence or anything from the reminders for the AC before. And so,
again, that's your fault.
Yes.
Was your supervising PT at all, what was his or her role in ensuring that you have your accurate and updated certification in order to practice under their supervision?
So he has a written statement here, just if I can give it to you guys afterwards. But he did not understand how it got looked over either. He had told me that they always pay the licensure, so I got looked over in the PTs and PTAs licensure with our office too.
Any other questions? Remember, this is an initial review.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a motion?
Actually, I have one more question.
Oh.
I just thought of this. Does the board have your current address?
Yes.
On file, both personal and employer?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I'd like to offer, if the rest of the board approves, Ms. Hip's consent agreement of a $500 civil penalty and a 6-hour ethic course, and if it's not signed, for it to go into an informal hearing.
Did you mean formal hearing?
Pardon me?
Ms. Hunter, a formal hearing, right?
Informal.
Oh, okay. Oh, informal. Okay. That's your,
is that a motion?
It's a motion to do a consent agreement.
Okay, I'll second for discussion.
Okay. Let me just notify the board that we usually require in these cases notification to patients, employers, and insurance companies. So that needs to be, if you decide, to be included into your motion.
So noted.
So one thing, two things I'm mulling over. One, I like your motion. I'm wondering if you would entertain an additional jurisprudence exam, only because I get the sense that there's still some unanswered questions. I know she's taken it before, but it seems like she may benefit from review. So that is a friendly amendment if you'd be interested.
I agree to that.
And then just kind of for a discussion in a broader picture, I wonder if it would be advantageous to her and the employers and the patients to go to an informal so that there's time for review of additional patient records and or any other details that, I don't know what is most advantageous. I know she would like to get everything wrapped up, and I agree that's, I would be the same in her shoes, but I don't know that expediting the course.
Well, I think it sounds like, it's almost like a fishing expedition. So if you have some serious concerns that we need to look at records because you're worried about something happening, then yes. But if there is no concern, then I'd say that let's just deal with the current problem.
I guess my concern is that there's three identified supervising PTs, but it makes me wonder, like, is maybe there a problem there that would be elucidated with discussion of this? She was saying, like, I don't know how it got overlooked, and maybe that is something that would merit examination.
Do you have the opportunity to open on the supervising physical therapist once you've concluded this?
Okay.
I think there's some concern that they haven't notified the insurance companies and the patients. The outcome of this board meeting has nothing to do with that. They should have done that immediately.
I concur. A couple things mulling in my head as well. You know, one is it all seems very passive, and it's slipping lots of people's minds, and yet it's a pretty big deal for the supervising physical therapists as well as the PTA.
That's right.
And I can see going for, you know, a few months and missing, but a year is pretty significant. The consent agreement with, I could agree the jurisprudence exam at the very least with an ethics course. I am also a little bit curious. I think there's enough information or lack thereof to look into general practices in this particular clinic period.
I think you're saying that we would need to open up an investigation on the supervisor. Because I don't want to go in and just say, well, there's something funny about this business.
No.
I think we have
right.
There's something right. funny about the supervision.
The supervision.
Well, I'm trying to make a motion.
So we can take care of this and then continue.
Right, and sorry, I didn't mean to infer that there's something with the business that way.
Brought up the supervisor PT, that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess I was just sort of wondering if this is an instance where, you know, sort of the formal due process would be advantageous to all parties.
Okay. So, I remember there was a friendly amendment,
which
and you said you were okay with that.
Yes,
so,
yes sir.
Would you like the motion?
Yeah, let's revisit, make sure that everyone's comfortable with what's...
Okay, so the motion is to offer Ms. Hibbs a consent agreement that includes a $500 civil penalty, a 6 hour ethics course, notification to employers, payers, and patients, and the Arizona law exam. And if what we have not determined is if early termination is available, and if she does not agree to the consent agreement, this would be moved to an informal hearing.
I'd also like to just make a note that the ethics course should be in person.
That's the policy of the board.
I know. Just about.
Okay.
So you want to how about a 6 month probation?
Okay. And does she have the opportunity for early termination?
Yes.
Are we still?
You're still in discussion.
Yeah.
Would monitoring be effective?
I I think monitoring would be more appropriate from the supervisor. Everybody understand the motion?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask what? Oh, no, go ahead. Never mind.
I was going to call a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Is the motion a second?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so the motion is to offer Ms. Hitz a consent agreement for 6 months to complete a $500 civil penalty, 6-hour ethics course, notification to employers, payers, and patients, and complete the Arizona law exam. She does have early termination available. If she refuses to sign the consent agreement, she'll be moved to an informal hearing. Dr. King?
No.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Castillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
No.
The motion passes.
I'd like to open a complaint on Michael Johnson, PT, Russell Peterson, PT, and Eric Cox, PT.
For violations of failure to supervise?
To supervise physical therapist assistant.
Is there a second?
Second.
The motion before you is to open a complaint against Michael Johnson, PT, Russell Peterson, PT, Eric Cox, PT. It's been first and seconded. You're in discussion.
All right. Any questions?
Would there be any way to know if these were the only supervising PTs?
Ms. Hicks was required to identify all supervising physical therapists. Can you confirm that this list is complete?
Yes, it is.
There's no other. I'll call the question.
Okay. So in opening of the complaint against Michael Johnson, PT, Russell Peterson, PT, Eric Cox, PT, Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you for coming down.
Okay. And if you've got questions, the staff will help answer all the questions.
Okay. Okay.
Would you like the owner's statement? Yes.
Well, we do not need it, but we can accept it.
Thank you for your time.
It might end up being pertinent for the next.
Well, he might want to rewrite it for his response.
That's true. Right.
So we'll just put it in the folder.
Okay. Let's handle number 5D, review, discussion, and possible action for request for early termination of probation. Raymond Finch, is Raymond here by any chance?
He's not here. I'm representing him.
Oh, okay. Would you like to make a statement?
Just briefly, Mr. Finch has successfully completed all the requirements of his probation, and we request early termination of that probation. Thank you.
Okay. So you might be able to answer questions if you have any.
I still see a lot of documentation problems in this report, and I would not be in favor of early termination. A lot of copy and paste, etc.
It's my understanding that the monitor has said that he has successfully met the minimum requirements of documentation as was required in the board order for probation.
So just to update you on monitoring, so the monitors are to go in and determine based upon the minimum standards, but they also go in and help explain best practice. So that might be some of the comments that you see back and forth. Some of those comments may be best practice comments and recommendations versus minimal standard comments and questions. It's up to the board to determine which ones are which.
So I make a motion to deny early termination of probation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we're in discussion. Looking at these, the documentation is not perfect, but it, I think it does meet the minimums. And there's been instruction on best practice. So I'm willing to deny probation. So I will not support the current motion.
I would think everything that Mr. Finch has gone through, that his documentation would be better than minimum. But that's just my opinion.
However, I'll remind the board that the adjudication of the request has to be based upon minimal standards.
Oh, thank you.
One of the things that was slightly concerning for me and therefore meriting a bit more review was the supervision statement. And that's the sort of thing that I think would be really important to include moving forward in documentation. So I agree. I think the documentation is approved. I think it's still, meets minimums. But for me, again, indicating who the PTA is and who the document and documenting that and the supervising physical therapist would be important. And that does not appear, from my review anyway, to be consistently applied throughout documentation.
Do I know if Mr. Finch, is he operating under general supervision or on-site supervision?
I do not know.
When the complaint came forward, he was under on-site supervision, but I don't know if any of those parameters or personnel have changed that.
And my understanding may have not, that he still has on-site supervision.
I'm just clarifying, though, that he is a PT.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like he has taken the documentation course where supervision is gone over and over and over. And if we're just beginning to meet minimum standards, my feeling is that it's going to backslide. You can get to a certain point, but you're not going to stay there. And so I think he's just hit it. I'd like to give him at least one more month of monitoring, maybe two, and then I would entertain further discussion on this.
I would agree.
I agree with that, Karen. That seems reasonable.
Is everyone ready to call the question?
Yes, sir. So the motion is to deny the request for early termination for Board Order 1733, Raymond Finch. Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Vestio?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
No.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
The motion passes, and the motion to and the request to grant early termination is denied.
Thank you.
Can I just let you know, Mr. President, that Mr. Greer did alert me that he will be unable to attend today's meeting.
Okay. All right. Let's move up to 5A1. Case number 19-23.
And we're going to get her on the phone, so if you want to take just a very short break, we will heal her.
As when you went through that documentation, I noticed there was a section in there that was not correctly related. So just ignore pages 5 through 8.
Yeah.
You probably didn't
order. Go ahead and get her on the phone right now. We're just going to pause, right?
Yes.
For a second.
It is 9-12.